Treasury of Great Hymns. Christmas is a special time for Christians, with cantatas and carols sung in our churches, and perhaps community performances of Messiah. Not all of us can sing Handel's majestic Messiah, but we can all sing Joy to the World, set to music from Messiah. Hear the story as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelsch. The story of Joy to the World begins with Isaac Watts. Born in 1674, he is known as the father of the English hymn. Isaac Watts changed the course of English-speaking congregational singing. How could he do this? One biographer cataloged Isaac's qualifications.
His love for people, his poetic craftsmanship, his thoroughly educated and classical mind, his constant devotion to the Lord, and his zeal for the souls of men through the spread of the gospel.
Trained for the ministry, Watts became a powerful and impressive preacher. He was a small, thin man, just over 5 feet tall, yet he was blessed with a distinct and musical voice.
He was an example of zeal and purity, expressed and enforced by his polished diction.
When Isaac Watts suffered an illness that left him handicapped for life, he became a guest of Sir Thomas Abney. In the loving care of the Abney family, he was able to study, write, and on occasion speak in his nearby church. Dr. Watts resided with the Abneys until his death. Someone inquired of Lady Abney,
"How long was Dr. Watts a guest in your home?"
36 years.
"Is that not a rather lengthy visit?"
"Oh, it's the shortest visit a friend ever paid a friend."
It was during those years at the Abney estate that many of Isaac Watts' hymns were written, including Joy to the World. We are told that Watts wrote this hymn after studying Psalm 98.
"Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity."
Before Watts' time, most church music was a sort of chanting of the Psalms. Now Watts adapted the Psalms to be sung to a singable melody, as he said,
"To put into them all the glow and glory of the New Testament story."
And this he did with Joy to the World. It covers not only the joy of the birth of Christ, but the second coming of Christ as well. The opening stanza calls to our minds the angel's announcement to shepherds in the field.
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
The remaining stanzas describe the time when the Lord Jesus shall rule the world at his second coming.
"The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever."
More than 100 years after its writing, Joy to the World made its American appearance in Lowell Mason's Modern Psalmist, published in Boston in 1839. Mason had arranged the tune, titled Antioch, from Handel's Messiah. And Isaac Watts' Joy to the World became even more truly joyful in this setting we still sing today.
It's interesting that statues of Isaac Watts and George Frederick Handel stand in Poets' Corner of Westminster Abbey. Their true memorials, however, are their immortal contributions to Christian worship.
Each Christmas, we listen to Handel's Messiah. He wrote music fit to be performed before a king. Each Christmas, we sing Isaac Watts' Joy to the World. He wrote a carol fit to be sung wherever Christians gather to celebrate the birth of Christ. It is our prayer that if you don't know Christ as your Savior, you will trust Him today. You too will know the peace He brought to earth as you hear the Bob Jones University Orchestra and Choir with Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come, the joy is here.
When you come to today's Bob Jones University, the Opportunity Place, here's what you'll get. Possibly the best education of any university in the country. But there's more. You'll live in a comfortable dormitory with modern furnishings. You'll eat three delicious hot meals a day in the university's remodeled dining common. Not enough? How about seven artist series performances by world-renowned guest artists, student and faculty art exhibitions throughout the year, music and speech performances by faculty members and students, and access to the 213,000-volume library with computerized catalog? But how about some really free stuff, like free admission to over 200 soccer, basketball, softball games, fitness club membership including tennis, racquetball, swimming, weights, track, basketball, archery, soccer, softball, the list goes on and on. To find out what you can get at Bob Jones University, God's special place for you, just call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. It's just that easy, and the call is free. Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. If you're calling locally, the number is 242-5100. A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson, published by Bob Jones University Press, and comes to you from the Opportunity Place, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen again next time as we open A Treasury of Great Hymns.